You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The US President-elect Donald Trump is denying allegations Russia has compromising material on him involving prostitutes. Speaking at his first media conference in 6 months today, he dismissed the claims as phony.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together.
Joining me now is our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, what did Mr. Trump have to say about these salacious claims?
Well, he's saying that Russia has no compromising materials relating to either his personal conduct when he visited Moscow in 2013 or to his business affairs with Russia or Russians. And he insists they can have no compromising materials because he says he was never in a compromising position. He said with regard to personal conduct in Moscow, he has always been more than aware that when you visit countries like Russia, it is highly likely that there are cameras in your hotel room, and he has always advised members of his entourage when he's traveling to behave themselves under any circumstances and to be aware that their conduct behind closed doors is likely to be susceptible to surveillance. With regard to business ties with Russia, he says he simply doesn't have any, and he really excoriated two news organizations. First of them, BuzzFeed, the web-based news organization, which published this 35-page dossier, which was written, we believe, by a former British intelligence officer on behalf of a political campaign here in the United States. They were gathering opposition research relating to Donald Trump. He excoriated BuzzFeed for publishing what BuzzFeed themselves acknowledge is a completely unsubstantiated document that contains all sorts of unexplained errors within it. He also turned against CNN, which reported yesterday here that Donald Trump had been warned about the existence of this dossier, advised about its existence during the intelligence briefing that he received on Russian hacking last week. Mr. Trump denies that, and indeed senior intelligence officials are now telling other American television networks that CNN's reporting on the matter was wrong and that the issue was not raised with Donald Trump during that intelligence briefing.
And what more has he said about building a wall with Mexico, and who's going to pay for it?
Well, there was a lot of talk about walls at this briefing, Anusha, because yes, he says he is going to go ahead and build that wall with Mexico and not wait a year and a half for negotiations with the Mexican government over payment for the wall. He says America's going to bill it and essentially bill it back to Mexico later. But there was talk about another wall going on in this press conference, and that's the wall that Donald Trump's attorney says he is building between himself and his family business. And that wall, the attorney told reporters, is something that Donald Trump is paying for. He's already turning down international business deals, a $2 billion deal that was reportedly dangled in front of him by a business partner in Dubai, has been rejected by Donald Trump, who asserted again that the president of the United States, because he is president, cannot run afoul of conflict of interest regulations here. But he said that he's handing control of the business over to his two sons. He will be be completely walled off from that business, and the business will not engage in any international deals during the time that Donald Trump is in the Oval Office. That's not enough for ethics experts, who say that it doesn't go anywhere near as far as it needs to separate Donald Trump from the organization it built. But that is the mechanism that he's created, he says, to wall himself off in the Oval Office.
He was incredibly verbose in that press conference, wasn't he? And he also reiterated that he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Yeah, and that was really interesting because there is now so much daylight between Donald Trump and Republican leaders up on Capitol Hill. He said in the news conference today that within days of coming into office, he wants simultaneously to repeal and replace Obamacare. He wants it all done in one sweep. Now, Republican leaders up on Capitol Hill say you can't do that. It's legislatively impossible. It's going to take years to put together the replacement program. So they are at odds with Donald Trump. They say that what Donald Trump is saying simply cannot be done. And there are 20 million Americans out there relying on Obamacare for their health insurance who now face a very uncertain future, with the president-elect of the United States saying this all has to be done immediately. Matter of hours separating repeal and replacement, and Republicans up on Capitol Hill who say that's going to take months, if not years.
Thanks very much. That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. It's now 21 minutes past eight.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.